Dear friends, God is so good. So I beg you to offer your bodies to him as a living sacrifice, pure and pleasing. That's the most sensible way to serve God. Don't be like the people of this world, but let God change the way you think. Then you will know how to do everything that is good and pleasing to him. Romans 12, 1 and 2. As a former athlete, I can tell you how serious your mental ability is to your physical performance. There is a saying, wherever the mind goes, the body will follow. God made this connection very clear in Romans chapter 12 and 1 and 2. The mind-body connection is evident, showing that in order to be a living sacrifice, that you and I must also allow God to renew our minds. There is no other way to be pleasing in the body if the mind is not refreshed unto the word of God. Yes, I'm all about forward motion and making your mark. However, a mind that has not been renewed by biblical truth with an intentional purpose to follow God and please him is going to be set up for failure. Since that is the case, I don't believe that you are ready to step out until you have taken time to step in fellowship with God and his word. Because in the end, that is the only way that your mind will be renewed, your heart fixed, your body submitted to serving him and his will above all else. No matter what comes to distract your focus, make the mind-body connection with your whole heart this time. Then watch what happens when a pleased God performs manifested miracles on your behalf.